For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come around the Word of God tonight. We thank you, Lord, that there is power in the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, it renews our mind and we are transformed. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us. We thank you that we have the Holy Ghost with us, and we wait upon the Holy Ghost to teach us and help us to understand the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. And we thank you, Lord, that through faith we have victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're looking at the relationship between faith and patience. And it's related to the sermon from a couple of weeks ago where we looked at the relationship between faith and love. And in that message, and by looking at the scriptures, we learned that our faith works by love. Our faith works by love. So if we want to keep our faith working, then we need to be obedient to the Word of God, which says love one another. So we love God, we love one another. Praise the Lord. So, and we love ourselves. So our life is one of love, in obedience to the Lord. Praise God. So our faith worketh by love. And the scriptures also talk about the relationship between faith and patience. Faith and patience. Patience is a force as well. It's like faith and love. It's powerful. Patience is powerful. So like faith and love, faith and patience are connected together. What patience does is it undergirds our faith so that we can keep standing in faith, keep living in faith, walking by faith, so that we don't become disillusioned, weary, and give up. Patience is important in undergirding our faith. Let's have a look firstly in Romans 15, verses 4 and 5. Romans 15 and verses 4 and 5. And the Word of God says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus." So you see, we get our patience as Christians, we get it from God. He's the God of patience. And when we were born again, he's given us good things in our heart. Love, we know that love is in our heart and that love is from God. The book of Romans tells us that he shed abroad that in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The faith that's in our heart is from God. He's given to every man the measure of faith. And our patience is from God also. He's the God of patience. And his will is that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. So patience is necessary in our Christian life, and comfort of the Scriptures. So the Scriptures are a comfort to us. Comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Praise God. So hope is important. Hope is a blessing to us. Hope enables us to reach out for things in faith. So we have hope. Patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Praise God. So our patience is from God. He's the God of patience. He's a patient God himself. Have a look at Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23 in Galatians 5. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And here the scripture says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and that's capital S, so it's talking about the Holy Ghost, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So you see, these are the fruit of the Spirit, and you have the Holy Ghost in you, and he's doing good work in your heart, and the fruit that he brings forth from your heart are these good things that he tells us here in the scripture. And where it says long suffering, now we need patience to be long suffering. So God is long suffering with us. He's long suffering with mankind. And these wonderful things in the heart are the fruit of the Spirit. So we can be long suffering, and we need patience to do that. Praise God. Long-suffering. So these things are from the Lord. They're the fruit of the Spirit. They come out of our spirit. They come out of our spirit from the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit. So know that you have these good things given and coming out of your heart by the Holy Ghost. Know that these things are coming forth from your spirit by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God. So he's working in you, and you can be long-suffering because of his work. And that patience is connected to that. Praise God. So patience enables you to stand and wait without losing hope, to keep your faith working. Praise the Lord. So impatience will put an end to our faith. If we are not patient, just like not walking in love makes the faith not work, if we lose patience and give up, then that puts a halt and a stop to our faith as well. So faith, patience, love, they're all connected and they all work together. Faith and patience and love, they all work together. So these good things are in your heart now. So know that they're there. Praise the Lord. And the God of patience has given you patience. He's given you patience. And you can put it to work as well. You can put it to work. So know that it's there in your heart. Have a look at Hebrews 6:2. Hebrews 6 verse 12, the scripture says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So notice there that the faith and the patience have enabled people to inherit the promises. Faith and patience. You see, this is where we need to be patient if we're believing God and standing in faith for something that he has promised us in accordance with his word. Then we need to be patient to see the manifestation of it, you know, because there's a time, the Bible tells us that there's a time for all things under the heaven. There's a time for all things. God knows the perfect time for things. Sometimes it's instantaneous. Like in the New Testament, you know, some people were healed by Christ and their healing was instantaneous. Sometimes things take a little while to manifest, but there is the right time for things. That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, that there is a time for all things. And, you know, there's a due season as well, a due season for reaping. So we have need of patience, the Bible tells us. And we can stand in faith and patience because it has been given to us in our heart. We can do it. We can stand in patience. So the Lord says to us, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. They belong to us, these promises. They've been given to us. So God wants us to stand in faith and patience and walk in love, which makes our faith work. Praise God. So let's be followers of them that we know have inherited the promises, the ones that we've seen. In the scriptures, we have wonderful examples of people who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. We can look to them and know that if they can do it, we can do it. So that's what the Lord has shown us. Be followers of them. Let's look at Luke 8 verse 15. Luke 8:15. And here the Lord Jesus Christ says, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. So that's what the Lord Jesus has said. He's told us that the good ground is the heart that receives the word of God without fighting against it. That's the good ground. On the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, so he says an honest and good heart, and he tells us that the good ground, the good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Having heard the word, keep it. We need to keep it. And that can need our faith, our faith and patience. Faith and patience. Having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience, he says. Bring forth fruit, the good things, the good words and actions, the good things out of our life, out of our mouth, out of our heart. Bring forth fruit with patience. So we have need of patience. It means that we can bring forth that good fruit, praise God, and live the faith life that we're called to live. Bring forth fruit with patience. Patience is important. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 36 and 38 in Hebrews 10. And the word of God says in verse 36 in Hebrews 10, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So he's told us clearly, we have need of patience. We need it. Ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, and that's right, that's what we're commanded to do, the will of God. And what does it lead to? Ye might receive the promise. So just as we read before about being followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we want to inherit the promises. So we have need of patience, that after we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. So you need the patience. We need the patience, praise God. And if we say, you know, I want it now, I can't wait, you know, that won't help us if we do that. We need to have patience because God is at work. He's at work in our life, our heart, our situation. He is at work. So believe that. Wait for him. Patiently wait for him. And he knows he's at work. And it's working for good. And you will see it. You will see it. Praise the Lord. You will see it. He's promised it. Ye might receive the promise, he says. You will see it, and it will work out well. It will work out well. Just don't give up. Don't give up. Keep holding on with faith and patience and walking in love. Praise God. So don't give up. Keep speaking to the mountain. You know, that's what the Lord Jesus told us to do, was speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain in faith. And don't give up. Use your patience, walk in love, and keep going. Keep going. You know, the manifestation might just be around the corner. It might be tomorrow. Praise God. So don't give up. Don't give up. Wait on the Lord. Wait patiently for him. So let's do that. Praise God. That's what we're commanded to do. And verse 38 says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. So he's saying to us that we are Christians. We are not of them who draw back. That means that we've gone forth in our faith. We've asked. We're believing God. We've received by faith. Let's not draw back and lose everything. Let's not draw back. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. You know, we believe. And you know, this is where fighting the good fight of faith comes into it, which we're called to do. And you have to stand in faith because the enemy will always lie to you and attempt to undermine you and your position, your faith, attempt to undermine it so that we give up and don't get the victory. But the Bible says that this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we're called to stand in faith and walk by faith and fight the good fight of faith. And you know, patience helps us. You have patience. We have patience. Our patience helps us. So you're a powerful person. Know that. You are a powerful person who has faith and love and patience in their heart. And you have a powerful Father, powerful God. He's at work in your life and he's given you power in your heart. Praise God. Don't see yourself as a weakling or a loser or any such thing like that. You are a powerful person. You have power. Every time you speak in faith, you're speaking powerful words. You're speaking the words of God. And they bring to pass good things in your life. So believe that and don't believe the enemy. Don't believe the enemy who will lie to you and say to you that what you're doing is no use, of none effect, etc. It's not true. The Bible is true. The Bible is true. So you are a powerful person and speak the word of God out in faith. And you have patience, so you can wait to receive the promise of God and see the manifestation. You can do it. Don't give up. Praise God. Let's look at Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9, which says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So he tells us not to be weary in well-doing. So that's what we were just talking about, doing the will of God, speaking the will of God. Let us not be weary in well-doing. You know, this is where the strength of the Lord, that what he gives to us really helps us. Because it's a tough world that we live in, but we have the strength given to us by God to, even when you feel like you've got no strength left, you know, the Lord is with you and he provides the strength. Even when you feel like you've got no strength left, he gives you the strength to keep going. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the strength to keep going. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, at the set time, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. So he's telling us, don't faint. Don't faint. You will reap if you faint not. Don't faint. Look, if you feel weary and tired, just go to the Lord. He provides you with the supernatural strength to keep going. Praise God. So the strength comes from him. The patience comes from him. It's a powerful force that we have in our hearts. Enables us to reap. Enables us to reap. So let's have a look now at James 1, 3 and 4. James 1, 3 and 4. The word of God says, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." So you see here, the trying of your faith, and our faith is tried every day, because we live in the world where we see things that, you know, the enemy can use to try to say your faith isn't working. Our faith is tried. It is tried every day. Our faith is tried. And the trying of your faith worketh patience. So our patience is put to work. The trying of your faith worketh patience. And thank God we have patience, so that we can stand when our faith is tried. But let patience have her perfect work. You know, patience is working a perfect work in you. Let, and in your life, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Wanting nothing. So let's put our patience to work. Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we can say, thank you, Lord. I have patience at work in my heart. I can stand in faith. I can run and not be weary, because I wait on the Lord and I have patience. And I will reap in due season. Thank you, Lord, for helping me not to faint. Thank you for helping me not to faint. Praise God. So we'll look at Romans 8:25. Romans 8:25, and the word of God says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. See, our hope and our faith, we have these for things we can't see with our eyes. We're hoping for things that we see with our spiritual eyes, but not with our natural eyes. And we put our faith to work for things that we don't see with our natural eyes, but we see with our spiritual eyes. And that's why the word says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it, because you have it by faith. And you can see it with your spiritual eyes. So with patience, we wait for it. With patience, we wait for it. It's coming. It's coming. Praise God. God's got it in hand. God's got it in hand. He's got it in hand. With patience, we wait for it. Praise God. He cares for you. And we'll finish with 2 Peter chapter 1. And we'll read verses 4 to verse 8. 2 Peter 1, verses 4 to 8. And the word of God says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So those promises have been given to us, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. Verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So he wants us to add these things to our faith. Virtue, that's the goodness that we have in our hearts given to us by God, God's goodness. Virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. We get that from the word. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. Temperance is moderation and self-restraint. So we add that. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. So we get that from the Lord too. And to patience, godliness. Godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. To charity, it keeps everything working. That love in action, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what he's doing in us. And that's what we, in obedience to the Lord and working with the Lord, enable him to do in our lives. Praise God. So these things are given to us by the Lord, and as we hear the word of God and walk in it and believe it, then we add these things to us. And this enables us to, as the scripture says, we shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. So let's close in prayer. And thanks the Lord that by these things we produce good fruit in our lives. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God and these wonderful gifts that you have given us, Lord. We thank you that we can walk in faith. We can walk in love. We can walk with patience because you have given these things to us. They are at work in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we have them. We thank you, Lord, that you are at work in our life, at work in our heart. We thank you, Lord, that when we put these things into practice, we produce good fruit. As the Lord Jesus said, we produce good fruit with patience. Bring forth fruit with patience. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we give glory and honor and thanksgiving to you, Lord. And I ask that each person in this church is blessed and helped and strengthened and encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.